We're live, Bob.
Okay, we're live. Go.
Hold on. You said the next step's going to be to lower her?
Yeah, we'll finish that afterwards. We're live right now. You got people watching. You're going to sit there and text.
No,
this freaking guy.
I'm talking. We're working here. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We made it through the weekend. I'm Tom. We all know Big Money. And we all know the ladies, man.
It's all backwards.
Diesel! And we all know the Master Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. It's been a solid day so far, getting a lot of stuff done. You know what's actually worse is I've literally done nothing for the past 3 hours aside from cleanup after my entire crew. I'm paying people for 40 hours a week. Everyone's getting paid to do anything they freaking get to do. I don't care if it's changing toilet paper rolls, scrubbing the floor, building a small block motor, wet sanding and buffing a car, stitching seats. I don't care what it is. You're getting paid for a 40-hour week. You simply do the job, right? And what do we do every Friday at 2 p.m.?
Start drinking?
No. We start cleaning here at the facility of BEM.
That's
because
correct.
This place is so large, our parking lot is huge, it is all fenced in and secure. We have everything in-house, so it's mechanical, it's paint and body, it's upholstery. We have a huge facility, we have admin offices, so a lot of work has to go into cleaning, so we do shut down every Friday at 2.
That's correct.
I feel like the whole crew just dicked off and did nothing this week.
Well, in all fairness, so Bob,
no chance,
Tuesday, on Friday afternoon, you were working on putting this car together.
This is true.
You were working on, we were working on the Rolls Royce over there.
This is true.
We were pretty busy Friday afternoon.
But does that have anything to do with extension cords on the ground, 7 buckets of coolant, we know what that does for animals, just laying all over the place.
Yep, that's not smart.
You can't do that.
No.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Check out not only our online apparel, but also our partnership parts and performance sale that we have going on right now. We're uploading Nitto tires and everything like that. Check it out, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, for the very finest in boutique fashion and apparels. It is Ms. Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. The beautiful Robin and Layla have you covered, Bub. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. And we will be there November 19th with the media to unveil the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 603 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang. It's the only one that has ever done it. We were talking to a lot of good people on the show this weekend.
Yep.
On Saturday's show, Bub, we're talking to a very solid dyno company. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. We were talking to the guys over at Street Outlaws, New Orleans team over there. They had some racing issues with the NGK plugs the other day as well, Bub.
Yeah.
Didn't know if you'd heard about that, too.
Didn't know about this, no.
Yeah, they did. The NGK was supposed to come through with some plugs for them and didn't come through, and it wound up creating a problem for them. I told them to go to the E3s. That's what you build with on all your performance applications.
Yeah.
I just can't see E3s putting down 900 horsepower. I'm sorry, NGK's putting out 900 horsepower. Can you?
Oh, no, they do it.
Will they do it?
Yeah, they'll do it.
Oh, really? Okay, I've always stuck with the NGKs. Are the E3s because of the form of skill. Hey, Bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsport 67 small block Chevrolet Camaro is ready to go out to its owner.
Yeah, man, this was, if you guys have been paying attention to it, you've been watching it, this has been a build that came in straight from Barrett Jackson of Palm Beach. This car actually delivered to the client's house. Barrett Jackson's in April, so this thing delivered close to the second, third week of April. He drove it. It's been broken down in his garage since May. Finally, he pulled the trigger to send it to BEM, been a longtime client and personal friend of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Sure.
So we got this car in, I'd say, what, maybe a month ago. We got it in. We started going through it, diagnosing it, seeing what was going wrong. The motor itself would not run, would not turn over, couldn't even turn this thing over with your hand in a half-inch breaker bar and ratchet. So we had to go through, start figuring out what was going wrong. We found a magnitude of problems. I mean, this thing, from mismatched parts to the wrong size air fuel system on the thing to incorrect ignition timing to incorrect plug wire routing to the plug wires weren't even on the proper way. The end for the plug was on
That's
the cap
correct.
And the cap end was down on the wire, so the thing was a freaking wreck. And I'll tell you what, man, we had to go through this thing, figure out all those pieces, and then we start going through additional components. Why is this thing popping through the carburetor? We get the correct size carburetor on it, we get our timing set right, you do all your basics first, we get it all set. Still popping through the carburetor, man. So we had to go through and start figuring that out. First thing to do, your quickest thing, typically popping through a carburetor is caused from exhaust valves being
correct.
Either off, rocker arms being thrown off, something going wrong in the valve train that's not letting exhaust go out the back where it should go. It's coming out the top where it shouldn't go.
Right, where it shouldn't go.
So your easiest way to do it, pull your valve covers up. These are 87 to 95 GM heads on it, so you can pull the valve covers off fairly
center bolt
quickly.
Heads.
Center bolt heads. You can pull the valve covers up in a matter of minutes on this thing. get underneath of it, see what's going wrong. All of our valve train was correct, so you know it's something deeper than that if you still have exhaust popping through the top. So what do? You just start taking the motor apart.
And that's where you found, Bub, they had indexed the timing of the cam and crank gears wrong, and it wiped the lobes of the cam out on this car.
Yeah, this thing was a wreck, man. This is, again, this is a car that, you know, and this doesn't go for every car that passes through Barrett-Jackson, through Mecum, through some of these huge auction houses, man. Yeah. But this is just another sign of you need to fully inspect every car before you go and make any sort of bid. It doesn't matter if it's a $10,000 bid, $20,000, $100,000. It doesn't matter what your bid is going to be on the car. This is a car that had very beautiful paint, great looking wheels and tires on it, and that's about it.
The stance isn't even right on it.
No, it's like 2 inches higher in the front than it is in the rear. So we're going to do additional upgrades to this car. The first gear ratio of this Muncie 4-speed that's in here with the gear ratio that's in the rear end of this car is very, very sluggish. I mean, first gear is so long. I mean, you can take first gear up to 60 miles an hour, and that's just hard to work with. You need a little shorter ratio
something
to
get
out of
the light.
Hole.
Yep.
Right, so it's a very comfortable. You can let the clutch out, and you can just kind of get cruising right away. You can apply that torque to the ground. This thing is producing probably about 375 foot-pounds of torque. So you want to be able to put that down to the ground in a fast manner, not so much the way it is now.
Good morning to Joseph Cardenas out there. Thank you for joining us today. Joseph, if you have any questions about the car or what was taking place with the build, please write in right now, and we'll answer the question. Bob, after the motor was apart, you found that the cam had been wiped. You found the cam and crank gears were not aligned properly. And there was a series of problems with this. In fact, the oil pump wasn't even oiling up the motor, which is why it would not turn over by hand. Hence, the client going through six starters and six batteries trying to get it to run.
Yeah, man, this thing was a total mess, dude. This, you know, it's a shame because there's a lot of guys out there that claim to be professional engine builders. This one was actually sold, which is not cool. It was sold as a 383 stroker motor that was just professionally built. Listen, guys, in today's world, let me give you this, not only from a personal standpoint, but from a professional. I tell my clients this all the time. If a guy wants me to build him a small block Chevrolet motor that produces anywhere from 300 to 400 horsepower, the best thing to do, stop wasting time, stop dicking around, pick up the phone and either call companies like Blueprint Engines, GM Performance, get a crate motor. It's going to literally be, by the time you do like parts, labor of building one, honing one out, doing a stroker kit, balancing it, getting all these match components, you're still taking all these pieces and kind of assembling something, then you still have no full 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty when it's done. You're wasting more time doing that unless you are building a custom application, forced induction, forged internals, 900,000, 1,100 horsepower motor that you need to build specifics inside. Pick up the phone and just call and get a crate motor. It's the best way to do it. Don't claim to be a professional. This was not even a 383 stroker once we had gotten down inside of this motor.
It was a 355, and it was advertised at Barrett-Jackson as a professionally built 383 stroker.
Yeah.
Nothing could be further from the truth. It was actually a 355. I've driven the car. I know the difference between a 355 and a 383.
It's a big difference. You know, typically between a 75 and 120 horsepower difference just between the two. Just the power band alone on them is totally different. They're bulletproof, man, totally different drive style to them. So, you know, you could tell right away it's not a 383 stroker. But, you know, once we got inside this motor, we started getting all through the lower end. We could start measuring the actual stroke of what the rods were set up to be, what the pistons were that were in this motor. They were nothing more than a 3.480 small block Chevrolet stroke. The bore was 4-inch bored 30 over, so 4.030. So we knew exactly what it was. We're working with a balanced 355, nothing crazy. Lays down anywhere between that 350, 375 horse. Haven't had it on the dyno yet. Probably somewhere in that range, maybe even somewhere down to the 330 horse range, 330 up to the 375, 390 range. In that range somewhere is what this thing's putting out. Produces a lot of power. Really strong, fun street car, but not what it was advertised to be.
Correct. But behind you, I see we've got a Dodge Charger. What's going on with that one right there?
So this one's actually one of the Jupiter local clients. Man, we've done a lot of work on this car over the years. It's a Dodge Charger Hemi, so we've gone through, we've done full exhaust on this thing. It's got an intake, it's got tuning done, stance, it's got a tent, you know, all the
wheels.
Great mods that you do to these cars, the modern performance things. You do intakes, you do exhaust, you do tuning, you stance them, you do wheels and tires on them, you make them look good, you make the audio sound good. And that's really all you need to do. And then you just drive them and show them, right? Keep them clean, maintain them. So this one is actually in for just a basic maintenance, man. This is nothing more than just front rotors and front brake pads. We are going to use, you know, strictly Mopar parts and make it a genuine product. It's going to go out of here as it should. It's not going to have any problems. There's a lot of shaking in the steering wheel, which indicates typically your fronts. then you have a lot of pulsing in the pedal, which typically indicates a problem in the rear.
Yeah, that's correct. Good morning to Jack McPike. What up, guys? He says, Bub, what up, guys? Hey, good morning, Jack.
What's up?
We're doing well. We're happy to have made it through the weekend out there. It was a good weekend for us, Bub. A lot going on.
Yeah.
We worked Saturday. The radio show did an epic, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, doing a Bubba style podcast, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, broke stellar numbers again this week.
Yeah, man, it's we're having a lot of fun, a lot of great changes here at BEM. If you guys didn't hear like our Saturday podcast show, we talked about all of the great things that happened at SEMA 17.
Yeah,
the contracts that we got. We go out to we can get those things on our Facebook page, right? So if you scroll down on our Facebook page, you'll see that link from Saturday's show. It was live in our broadcast studio. You'll see us sitting there along with Robin, our producer. So that's where we discuss all those great topics, man. It's an hour-long show we do every Saturday. A lot of fun that we have with it, man, and just cranking stuff out between social media side, between the marketing side, between our full parts division side now, the inventory that we have in stock.
Kyle's working on that right now.
To the rides that we've got going now to the SEMA, 18 rides we've got going. So heads are getting ready to blow. It is crazy around here.
It is crazy. Good morning to Shannon, who is our office manager watching. But we want to encourage everybody, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 2.3-liter stock block EcoBoost, which broke the 600 horsepower barrier, will be officially, publicly unveiled at the Cars and Coffee event Sunday, the 19th of this month, mm-hmm. this Sunday, right here coming up,
yep.
Between 8 and 12. We're going to have Paul Sr. out there from Orange County Choppers. He's going to be on the tour bus. A lot of sponsors will be there with us. We're going to have some other neat cars on display. You started getting them detailed yesterday and ready to go, Bub. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches will be out there.
Yep.
Our race and rally team will be out there. There's going to be a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Yeah.
We encourage everybody to come out. We will actually be signing autographs of the exact same pictures we are autographing in the booth at SEMA with the car. It's funny, too. I spoke to our detailer yesterday when he called and said that the Mustang was done, and he said that car is literally 100 times more pretty in person than it is in pictures, and he couldn't believe that he walked in and there it was after all he had seen in the media about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, we got that thing put away last night. It's funny, I actually had somebody follow me down the street where we live, and he pulls up behind me and literally was like, I will give you 100 cash for that car right now on
yeah.
the spot.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
He's in the process, literally, of going and buying a brand new Shelby GT350R.
Well, this
so I was like, listen, man, it can go up for sale, but it's got to wait another week till we publicly unveil this thing. We've got to have that done contractually, and then that's it from there. You know, wherever it goes, it goes.
It goes from there. Yep. That's correct, you know. And Shannon says, our office manager, she says she loves that car. Shannon certainly was part of that build
yep.
and saw every piece of it come together. You, ladies and gentlemen, will be blown away at the small detail. Small things like the baseball thread stitching that we used. It's a 270 stitch. Is that correct, Bob?
Yep,
270
that's right.
stitch? It's actually what they use in sewing the baseball covers up. The reason we did it is because we build for all of the Miami Marlins and other baseball, Major League Baseball players. So it was kind of a throw off to them. The quality of everything about that car will cause you to stop and go, my God.
Yep.
We'll be up there with the GT40s, Bub, the other Mustangs in the VIP area as well, and it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday. We ask everybody to come out. The tour bus will be out there and the whole nine yards, Bub.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. A lot of work to do before that Sunday. That's this coming Sunday coming up, so we've got a lot of stuff to get done. We just finished this ride as well. This one's getting ready to go out to the client, of course. We did this with a complete Edelbrock Performer RPM matched upper end kit on this thing, so it sounds great, runs amazing, super, super strong. I was tuning my cold starts this morning with a choke. This is an electronic choke setup, so it's just easy. The client can get in on a cold day, hit the gas 2-3 times in the morning, fire it up, and that choke will slowly start fading off down to a beautiful 750 just thumping idle.
Our office manager, Shannon, said, Bub, stop putting handprints on her car.
Oh,
what she doesn't see is you're actually leaning against the radiator tie bar with your fist down
yep.
like this. No fingerprints. Never let the detectives know anything. How about
exactly.
that? Exactly. Right? So, Bub, we're going to jump out of this segment here. We have a lot of things to do. I know the owner's planning to pick up this car this afternoon. We've got a very busy week. We're going to work through Wednesday very aggressively getting some things figured out and put together. And then we are going to start getting ready for the big show and the unveiling Thursday and Friday. So it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, man, a lot of work. We're looking forward to it. Stay tuned for all of our daily live streams we're going to do this week. Also, go out if you haven't done it yet. Go to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is down on the bottom left side, about halfway down the page. Anything that goes on live inside of this facility will pop up on your phone wherever you are. If you're out at dinner, if you're in the movies, if you are hanging out with friends, if you are at shows, you will see everything we've got going on here, and there's a lot of crazy things that are about to happen.
There certainly are, isn't there,
yep.
Bub? I can't tell you how much is really going on. Bub, till tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel, and not only all of our online apparel, make sure you check out all of the performance products we have for sale now. Ford, Chevrolet, Mopa, all of them. They're out there. Body kits, everything, exhaust, the whole nine yards. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. For the finest in boutique fashion, accessories, and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida. It is 561-660-6695, right there, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Robin and Layla have the best out there for you. The ladies, man, thanks you for tuning in as usual, as he just kind of casually takes care and relaxes down there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We will be there November 19th, unveiling the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2.3-liter, world's only 603-horsepower stock block EcoBoost. Let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full and elderly. If someone has holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap. Give them a pair of yours if they're the right size. Even if they're just a little big, keep their feet warm and sheltered. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, Chevron, Shell, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, you know the deal. Just buy them something cheap and easy so at least they've got a warm meal in their stomach. Make sure we take care of these pets, ladies and gentlemen. These are gifts to us, and we have a responsibility to take care of them. Till tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. Oh, man.